I guess I started my sporting career playing tennis, but one day I was at a tournament and a guy said I should come try some basketball. And a year later, I was on the court playing for Australia. I was 15 at the time.
That's the voice of Dylan Alcott, and a world champion wheelchair tennis player and one of Australia's great Paralympians. Born with a tumour on his spinal cord, he's achieved so much in the sporting world. He's going to try to do something that no one has done before, and that is play wheelchair tennis for 24 hours. Dylan, good afternoon.
G'day, Dennis. Thanks for having me.
Why have you come up with this one?
Yeah, it's a pretty ridiculous idea. I've only just kind of started thinking about how long 24 hours really is, but I've always wanted to do something to help out a few charities that helped me out when I was a kid. And as you mentioned, I was born with a tumour on my spinal cord, and I was very sick up until I was about 10. And the Starlight Foundation and Variety, the children's charity, helped me out when I was younger. The Starlight gave me a wish to go away with my family when I recovered, and Variety gave me my first ever tennis wheelchair. So I'm trying to raise $100,000 by creating a world record playing tennis for 24 hours non-stop.
Okay, now how does it work? Do you get any breaks at all?
I get 10 minutes every 2 hours just to go to the bathroom, eat some food, get a massage, and try not to pass out.
Yes, how are you? I like that last bit. That's probably the most important. 10 minutes, is that going to help you? Obviously, a bit of a rest is good, but sometimes stopping mightn't be such a good thing.
Yeah, exactly right. But look, I need to eat, and I've got a plan in terms of fluids and food, what to get in. But it's going to be ridiculous and very, very hard, and I think it's just going to be a bit of a mind over matter thing when it comes down to the crunch hours near the end.
How have you been training for it?
Well, I've been training 5 hours a day every day just for my normal tennis career, and I just got back from London 2 days ago and got off the plane as the world number two tennis player, which I'm stoked about.
Well done.
Thank you. And yeah, it's been a really good year, so I've been training very hard for that. And I think just in the next week, it's just as much rest as possible. Try and stay loose, and then, as I said, just put the head down and keep the racket swinging for 24 hours. That's the plan.
Is it true that when you were 10, you spent 6 months in bed?
Yeah, I had an operation on my back that didn't go to plan, and I spent about 6 months on my stomach while that healed. So I was pretty depressed. I wasn't going to school. I was having a pretty tough time with life. So that's when the Starlight Foundation came in and gave my family and I a wish to go away. And then when I was 11, I fell in love with sport. And the sporting wheelchairs I use, they cost about $7,000 to $8,000. And I mean, my car with a full tank of petrol is worth about $2,000. So you've got to imagine the burden on my family to buy a wheelchair for an 11-year-old. To play sport was very high, and the Variety raised some money and donated that to me when I was a kid. So that's why I'm trying to raise $100,000 for the two amazing charities that helped me.
Well, it's a marvellous thing you're trying to do. Do you want people to be up the other end? Do you want some volunteers?
Yeah, definitely. I think the best ways are, I'm just trying to get as many people as possible down to Tennis Australia. It's going to be a bit of a who let the dogs out moment with people everywhere, but the idea is if people get in touch with me on my Facebook page or my Twitter, which is just my name, Dylan Alcott.
That's A-L-C-O-T-T, yep.
Yeah, and then also the fundraising page where people can donate is there. And what the best way to go about it is just get in touch with me there, hopefully donate. And on a Thursday night, it's on court 24 at the new National Tennis Centre at Melbourne Park.
So it's next Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday, December 11. I start at 7 a.m, but as of 6 p.m. on the Thursday night, there's going to be a bunch of celebrities, Liz Cambage, Tom Hawkins, and Jack Watts, and Chris Dawes, and a bunch of footy players down there helping me through, and hopefully getting about 200 people down there. There's going to be food and beverage catered as well as music, and people can just donate what they think for the food and drink and stay and hopefully support me through the night to be able to break the world record.
I think it's a ripper idea, but you don't want sort of Goran Ivanisevic or Todd Woodbridge. You don't want that level pounding down serves at you. You just want...
You know what, Todd... I actually was spoke to Todd this morning, and Todd's coming down to play. I'm also hitting with Sam Gross, who's the world's fastest server in history, and he serves at 263 k's an hour. He served one of them at me the other day, and I almost started crying. It went so fast, I couldn't even see it.
Not fun.
So it's quick. So yeah, I'm hitting with a lot of high level players, Marenko, Matasovic as well, the world number 50 and stuff. So it's going to be hard work, but as long as I get some of the general public down there who aren't good tennis players to give me a bit of a chop out so I can have a bit of a rest.
Good on you, Dylan. Congratulations to you. And speaking of Todd Woodbridge, his son Beau is one of my special guests at Carols by the Bay tomorrow night at Geelong, and a terrific kid he is. To support Dylan, you can go to personalchallenge.gofundraise.com.au then to Dylan Olcott page or on Facebook as well. I hope it's a huge success. It's a hell of a thing to undertake.